There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Fan controls our studio in Washington. Jennifer Horn is here. Ken Kessler is here. Israel spied on closed door talks over the nuclear program in Iran involving the U.S.
out.
Can you believe it? My God. Israeli government's use of the information it gleaned, sharing it with lawmakers and others to undercut support for the deal, has angered the White House. You know what? I'm not a big fan of this deal, particularly, because I think it's too loosey-goosey. But you know what? It's some, and maybe I'm just being naive. Wouldn't be the first day on the planet that I've been naive. And I'm wondering, Richie, I was saying this earlier. I got a call from the fellow that we've dealt with before in Israel. He wants me to come back to Israel.
Yeah.
I think it was you I talked about yesterday, right?
You mentioned your ago.
Did I say in the morning? I don't remember. And not important to the story. And I believe that one of the reasons that they want a few of us to come back over there and do programs is because of all of the hoopla.
A little damage control.
Yeah, that's about, between what Netanyahu said about, you better go vote because the Arabs are all voting. So, that didn't
they feel that their relationship is strained and they want to make sure that their relationship with the American people is not.
Right, they don't care about the president.
They're just waiting their time out there. Yeah. We got two more years with this joker and then we get the next guy.
Right.
Or woman, and they want to make sure that that you and I are still good with them. Hey, we're good, right?
Yeah,
you're my peeps,
Exactly, that's exactly it. That's exactly it. And I'll go over. I think it's they want to come. They want to do it in May. I'll go over for a few days. The TSA in the news, Transportation Security Administration, are not armed, and they ought not to be.
I agree.
However,
they have legs, though, right?
Say again.
They have legs, though.
Yes.
Good.
Arms and legs.
Go
ahead. Continue.
Okay, so how many people have heard about the machete attack at the New Orleans airport on Friday? You knew that story, right?
I didn't
know that story?
You didn't hear the story, Rich? Oh, it was huge.
Yeah, Roberta was angry at the airport, and so she went in with a machete, and she used...
That would surprise no one. Come on.
Roberta Fasanelli, who's been a part of our team here, moved to New Orleans. Anyway, the TSA union wants some action. Mm-hmm. They want things to change. They want a new armed unit. That's exactly what we need, are more people at the airport with guns. Right. So there aren't enough police wandering around. Every time I go into the L.A. airport,
never mind the TSA,
there's police all over.
Yeah,
there's
and that's what you want.
TSA wants is those guys have guns. Why can't we have guns?
Yeah, right.
TSA shouldn't have guns. And
no.
There's the level of training is entirely not.
First of all, it's
there.
A joke to begin with.
It's mall
not
cop.
Necessary. Right.
Mall Who cop needs, with airplanes.
Yeah. Yeah, no, sorry.
But if you
no
work
sale.
For the TSA, we still love you. Because a lot of people do. Just not everybody needs to be armed. If you have, look, I'm all for it. You want to have armed security standing at the checkpoint, great. But the TSA doesn't probably need to be armed.
No.
I was there during one of those drills, and it's a chaos.
Nope. Robert Durst. No bail. No big surprise, the judge denied bail yesterday. Robert Durst. Well, okay,
Do we really need a trial for this guy?
I don't think so, but he's got
send
another
him to
murder
Utah where he can get shot
to.
By the firing squad there. This guy looks like a flight risk anyway.
And he just killed, 1971 murders being tied to him. So he's got another one under his belt.
He's nuts and cuckoo, man.
And you heard about the judge, right? The judge that tried to convict him last time he was in trouble and couldn't. She went out to get her paper one morning, and there were a bunch of cat heads on her doorstep.
Without bodies.
Yeah.
Wow.
There you go.
Yeah, he's cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs, man.
Okay, so does that mean he has to be shot? Well, what do we do with him? What do we do with
people? I'd send him to Utah. Firing squad.
Well, but, okay, under the circumstances, how do we, these people, by definition, if you kill somebody, you are out of your mind. You're insane.
Well,
so it's the best way to handle.
Sometimes you're just angry.
Unless you're a mobster or.
Terminally insane, and some people, it's a crime of passion where for a fleeting moment they are out of their minds.
So how does executing people like that offer a deterrent to those? You think that people who do that in a moment of anger.
Does he deserve to breathe anybody else there?
Yeah.
Here in Virginia, there was a terrible case a couple of years ago where a state legislator named Creed Deeds had a son who was mentally just having problems. And he tried to get him into a facility, and they didn't have enough beds to accept him. Within the next 24 hours, the son stabbed him, and he had to shoot and kill his own son. And since then, they have really done a nice job of just going over all of the mental disability laws here and helping to get people who need help into facilities. Mm-hmm. And Terry McAuliffe, just the governor who I'm not a big fan of, but he did a great job in just overhauling the mental facilities here and getting help. This is what we need in this country, is help for the mentally disabled, help for people who are having problems. You need to get them help, because every time we look at one of these cases, the shooting in the theaters, the shooting in the malls, whatever it is, there was red flags everywhere.
Yeah.
Now, Cheap Psych Tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Would you like an easy way to increase your smarts and predict the future? Well, this trick may not turn you into a Nostradamus, but it could happen. Here's the science of it. You've heard the saying, you are what you eat. Well, you are what you read, too. For instance, it's a widely known fact that reading romance novels improves your love life. But what's also known about those who read science fiction is that it makes you smarter. All booksellers agree that science fiction readers tend to be better educated. And if you catch yourself thinking and reading about the future, you might just find yourself better able to predict it. What's the cheap psychological trick? Reading science fiction is akin to studying rocket science. Your smarts will achieve, get this now, your smarts will achieve greater liftoff. Got a question? Contact me at drbub.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This four-time All-Star was a key member of the 92 Blue Jays and 96 Yankees championship rotations. When the pressure was on, he was so cool, he wouldn't even spell choke.
Choke, I don't know how to spell it. C-H-K, I spell it.
Something like that. Yeah. So, where is Jimmy Key now? There's a good reason for Jimmy's comfortable retirement. He was sleeping with his agent. Jimmy's wife, Cindy, took over his business interests, and they earned more than $30 million during his career. Jimmy can be seen regularly at golf charity events and also on YouTube, where he's part of an unforgettable ESPN promo.
Jimmy T is attempting
Jimmy
to come back.
Jimmy T, what's he like, 45? I could hit him.
45? I'm sure he's under that on the back nine. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Disable the cable with MyTV. Call 888-759-MYTV. With packages as low as $19.99 for four rooms, you can't go wrong. Call now, 888-759-MYTV.
Big success in a minute with George and Mary Lynn.
We text, we email, we call.
We're talking a lot, but Anthony Tijon wonders if we're connecting less.
On the Harvard Business Review blog, he shares three ways to connect better.
First, live in the moment. At a concert, he saw people recording through their phones, so they missed the full experience.
Second, create remarkable moments. Instead of commenting on other people's experiences, create your own.
Third, face real issues with real conversations. Digital communications are fine in their place. For weightier issues, nothing beats face-to-face conversations.
Slow down to connect with the people in your life. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
After the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Jennifer, Kenny, Richie, and I have a fellow that I haven't talked to for years and years. I remember how much time we used to spend talking about the tax help that you prepared, all these books that you've written. Dan Pilla, his website, by the way, is taxhelponline.com. He's one of the country's premier experts on IRS procedures and the abuses, and that's where we got off because I was big. You know, how long has it been since you and I talked? It's been 10 years? Maybe more than that, even.
Yeah, it's probably been about 10 years, Doug. How are you doing?
Yeah. I'm well, thank you. How about you?
I am very well, yes.
I'm glad to see you're still on the hunt here. The book is called How to Win Your Tax Audit. How many people have a lot to worry about? What we've been hearing is the IRS doesn't have enough people to chase you around. So that's true or false?
Well, it's true that they don't have enough people, Doug. That's true. But the question is, what are they doing with the people they have? What they're doing with the people they have is they're using them for enforcement purposes, not taxpayer assistance. So you can't get the help you need if you call on the phone. You can't get the help you need if you walk into an office. But if you owe money, they're going to be in your face, and certainly they're escalating the computerized audits, not so much the face-to-face audits, but the computerized audits. They're escalating those quite substantially because, you know, hey, they need the money.
All right, so what do we do? What's the average person who gets chased around by these people? How do you keep from being abused?
Well, the first thing you got to understand, Doug, is you got rights as a taxpayer. You know, I've been talking about this for years. You and I have talked about this over and over again. The taxpayer advocate has finally acknowledged, Doug, back in 2013, not that long ago, that the IRS simply does not tell the truth when it comes to taxpayers' rights. As a matter of fact, the taxpayer advocate did a survey and found that fewer than half the people she talked to even knew they had any rights, and even fewer than half of those people knew what any of their rights were. So the first thing you got to do is understand what your rights are. That's what I do in the book, is talk to you specifically about what your taxpayers' rights are, how to use them to make sure that you don't get run over in the process.
Yeah. All right. So under the circumstances, tax audits, they go after phantom income. And I'm looking at some of the things that have been. They've been playing these games, though, for a long time. And I just wonder if because of technology they're more sophisticated. I think that's kind of the point you're making here, isn't it?
Well, yeah, that's exactly the point. The phantom income attacks, just for your listeners who don't know, this is where the IRS audits you and makes the claim that you earned more income than you reported on your tax return, and they do an evaluation of your lifestyle to figure that out. This has been going on for a while, Doug, but it is getting more and more sophisticated based on the use of technology and the availability of data, which I talk about in the book at length. So once we understand that, and then you know exactly how to keep records, which I talk about in the book, then you can insulate yourself from that.
All right, so here's my suggestion. The book is out, called How to Win Your Tax Audit. You can probably get it on your website, get it at Amazon and all the usual places, Dan, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah, my website or Amazon. My website is taxhelponline.com.
Right. Again, How to Win Your Tax Audit. Nobody wants to see you win more than me and Dan, so don't put up with any of their foolishness. How to Win Your Tax Audit. It's the 21 after the hour. Dan, good to talk to you. Take good care.
Thank you. receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
There it is.
Just my baby left me.
You didn't recognize the guitar work. You recognize the voice from a kid who on this date, 1958, Elvi reported to the local draft board. In Memphis, he became his U.S. Number, his tag number was 533-10761, Richie.
Why didn't you tell me that? I could have.
I did tell you that. I said, well, get me an Elvis song.
Well, but you didn't
Elvis
tell me.
Elvis was now government property. Look, you slept in today. What do you want from me?
Well,
you're not prepared.
I would have given this song had I known that that was the story.
Uncle Sam.
Give us a room with the view of the beautiful
ride. Okay, so here was the conundrum, but nobody thought about it then. Let's just think about it for fun for a moment. Uncle Sam tells Elvis he's got to show up and serve his time. So he goes in for 2 years. Guess how much Uncle Sam lost in tax revenue because there was a private Presley in the Army. Take a guess, Richie.
Back in 58?
1958, 59, 60.
I would say $20 million. No, not that much. $5 million.
No. It's still a bit. It's a big number for that time, though. Ken knows the answer. So, Jen, you want to take a shot at this?
Oh, gosh. I don't even know. Is Rich close? Can you give me that?
No. The government lost about $500,000 in taxes each year Presley was in the Army.
$1 million.
$1 million.
Okay.
Right. So, would you or would we have been better off if Elvis never went into the Army and he continued to work and we got the tax money? Because anybody could have gone into the Army.
Yeah, I would say it was probably a good PR for the Army to have him there.
Yeah.
And it probably sent a lot of guys, I want to be just like Elvis, man. Let me go. I'm going to sign up.
All right, so there. We thought that went through. Thank you very much. 25 after the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Today's video of the day was discovered by Mr. McFadden.
This is so
it's
funny.
A Thing Starter video, which is a series of parody Kickstarter videos where budding entrepreneurs make fundraising appeals for wildly misguided projects. This particular video, trying to raise money for an app called I Not Racist, which award you points for not doing racist things. You got to see this, but here's a little bit of the audio to wet your whistle.
I apologize ahead of time.
Okay, go ahead.
Hey, no problem. Hi, thing starter. If you're like me, you're always opening doors for African Americans. It's the right thing to do, and it proves you're not a racist. But don't you wish you could get credit for all of this non-racism? That's why I created I Not Racist. I Not Racist is a groundbreaking social media app that lets you show the world exactly how not racist you are. Earn I Not Racist points for everyday not racist things, such as befriending the Latino guy from lunch, or voting for an African-American politician, or dating an Asian person. Your I Not Racist score is definitive proof of how racist you're not. And it determines your ranking on the I Not Racist scoreboard. Compete against your friends and family to see who's the least racist. Sorry, Uncle Bobby.
All right.
I Not Racist is great.
Our poll today at DougStefan.com. What do you think of the I Not Racist video? A, it's hilarious. B, it's racist. C, it's in poor taste. D, I feel guilty for laughing at it. Maybe in poor taste. But
I can laugh at it because I'm not racist, because I'm married.
Yeah, I don't feel guilty.
I even adopted a Latino.
Yeah, there you go.
A Latina.
We got a new website, richiesnotracist.com.
Right.
We'll put that one up there. All right, so the poll yesterday.
I beat all of you.
Doug Stefan. Yeah, sure you would.
What's
your favorite thing about spring? Well, we didn't get any results from that, Kenny. What happened? Is that we still working that over, or I just didn't
too
get
close to call?
All right. Start saying later. Well, that's all right. No, it's a big sweat. Okay. So that's the latest chapter in Grab Butt Radio, boys and girls. That's the Doug Stefan.
Very well done, sir. You're a professional.
I certainly am.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNLive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNLive.com.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials.
commercial.
Just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
So to say, it's got to be a good day. Today, it's gonna be a good day. Today, it's gonna be a good day.
Here we are in the Good Day program. Aren't you glad you've joined these wonderful people to support us, supporting you, bringing you a better day? Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, Rich McFadden, people in the news, Amanda Knox, K-N-O-X,
mm-hmm.
has her appeal. Italy's highest court expected to rule on her challenge of the guilty verdict and the 28-and-a-half-year sentence. Why? She's over here. She didn't. She got found guilty in absentia.
Well, she can't go back over there. She'd be an idiot to go back.
So why would you go back? Why would you waste all that time and money? Just don't go back to Italy.
Yeah, but I think you still have this. It probably would prevent her from traveling certain places. And
really?
I mean, you'd want to get it cleared up. If someone said you committed murder and you didn't think you did, wouldn't you want to, you'd want to get rid of that?
Nah. It'd be fun. A great conversation piece. Hey, Amanda Knox
Guess
is here
what?
At the party tonight, folks.
I'm wanted for murder. Hey.
Listen.
Not
stranger
quite.
Things have happened. All right, let's see here. Scott Kelly, another person in the news today. You know who he is?
Scott Kelly. No.
Kenny knows. Yeah, that'd be cheating to ask him. Scott Kelly is the astronaut that's packing up for a year in space. His brother is married to Gabby, right? Isn't that this is the twin, if my memory serves me correctly. Am I right, Kenny? There were two brothers that were in the... Is that right? Or am I on the wrong page?
I'm not sure, but I'll see if I can find out.
Yeah, no, I think he's the brother. The fellow that was... Gabby's wife was an astronaut.
Mark Kelly.
Yeah, no, this guy's his brother. Right. Yeah.
B.
Right. So he is he's using a superhero utility belt to hold tools for his stay aboard the International Space Station when he goes up. But he's two of them look a lot alike. And it's interesting. I think it's the first time in history that there have been brothers, twins, that were
They are
space
twins.
Right, yeah. They don't quite look the same, but I thought that was pretty interesting. And probably not a lot of people knew that. So here you are getting another piece of information.
A tidbit.
That you would not hear anywhere else on the planet.
What will we do without you, Doug Steffen?
I don't know. I'll tell you something. When I see this lady who's 104 years old ringing her birthday with her lifelong medical advisor, Dr. Pepper.
Yeah, she drinks three of them a day, right?
Elizabeth Sullivan is her name, another person in the news, member of that over 100 club, lifelong habit. This is sort of against convention in any number of ways, Dr. Pepper. She drinks three of them a day, every day. Last week she had her 104th birthday. Lots of Dr. Pepper. She said they were very nice. They brought her a bunch more Dr. Pepper. What a, I mean, are you kidding? They should give her free Dr. Pepper for the rest of her life. What an ad.
Mm-hmm.
She started drinking Dr. Pepper 60 years ago.
Just what the doctor ordered. Remember, that was her tagline.
Apparently, yeah. Yep. So the fellow that runs Dr. Pepper, Larry Young, heard about her and sent her a gift. We saw this as a unique opportunity to ring in her big 104. Yeah, of course you did. You saw this as a big opportunity to plug the hell out of Dr. Pepper.
Yeah, that's right.
But whatever.
Right. Yeah, right. All right, so this lady lives in Fort Worth, Texas. Had a cake resembling the can of diet. This is, man, did they milk this?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Doctor said, are you careful about what you eat? And she said, certainly not. I drink three Dr. Peppers a day. And the doctor said, oh, my goodness, that's too much sugar. You'll die if you keep drinking that.
She said, oh, yeah, doc. Watch
me. Oh, my God.
Isn't that my funny? Favorite part of that is then 10 years later, he died and she had to get a new doctor.
Yeah. Jennifer has the television report in a few moments. Interesting things going on with Dancing with the Stars. Doctors, speaking of doctors, Kenny, being trained for emotional conversations with the terminally ill, there's a new push for doctors at the end of your life to tell you the story. How many people think that their doctor sugarcoats whatever your doctor tells you? Honestly, do you think the doctor is honest with you? When you go in and they tell you, I remember this. I remember actually a couple of instances where this happened in my life. The doctor would say, listen, you're going to live to be 100. You're a healthy guy. Yep, yep. And I am. Fortunately, I got, knock on wood, good certain genetic things that my father said, but I've taken care of myself for the most part. The situation with whether your doctor tells you the truth or not, I think is, I don't know, but characterize it as a problem, but I think that all too often the doctor's patter, yeah, you're doing fine. How often you hear that from people whose doctor said, you're doing great, guy drops dead tomorrow of a heart attack, or like, there's just...
You know, I don't know if that's the story for me so much. I think that there needs to be some work on doctors' bedside manner. I mean, I had a doctor who is, by the way, a friend of my family, has been my family doctor. I mean, it was my dad and my grandparents' family doctor.
Yeah.
Tell me when my grandmother had a stroke, she'll be dead in 3 days. Just like that. Hmm. And I remember saying, and I let him have it. And she lived for four years,
yeah,
something like
right.
that.
Yeah.
So I think there needs to be that fine line between being, you need to get the information out, the information that's important, but it needs to be delivered with compassion. I think there's a fine bridging of the truth and compassion when you're a doctor. That's tough. I don't think a lot of people can do it, but that should be a skill that you have if you go into that profession.
You know who's best at that of all the people that I know who are associated with this program is Ken. Yep.
Yeah.
Although I wouldn't tell you that, well, Bruce doesn't deal with people in their final moments. Jack doesn't. Ron Hoffman might. His bedside manner is good as well. And I don't know, frankly, Dr. Chambers that well. That might be a question that we ask him because he's going to join us in a few minutes. Here's something that's from the Oops department. Oops.
Yep.
Oops. And the reason I'm thinking about this is because yesterday I got a call from the people in Israel who have had me back and forth four times, and they want me to come over in May again. To, I'm sure, sort of sanitize the Netanyahu. That's always the case. Whenever there's, and I understand this game. This fellow who invited me over is a guy that I've gotten to know, and he's probably listening right now. He listens to the program. So the business about Netanyahu and the sort of hubbub that's been created around the world because of some of the things that he said. For example, apparently, he's sorry for warning in the last hours of the election last week that the country's Arab citizens were voting in droves. Well, that may or may not have been the case, and not likely that a lot of them would have voted for him. But just the idea, this is that sort of fog or the cloud that comes over generalizations. Just because you live in Israel doesn't mean that you're Jewish or have to be Jewish.
Right. And
there are tons of Christians that live in Israel and tons of Arabs.
People to go. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right. But this was the scare tactic. This would be like somebody down in rural Mississippi saying, you better get out and vote because all the blacks are getting out to vote. Saying to somebody in some white, oh man, if I keep going with this, I was about to say, I was about to stick my foot in it. But anyway, you get the drift of, you get the drift of what I'm saying, right? Get out the vote because the other guys will win. And you don't want those other guys, the undesirables, to win.
Here's the thing. How sad that we have to say and threaten people. Everybody should be going to vote. It's so
stupid. Of course they
should.
That was the only, one of the only things that I thought Obama said that made sense recently is that we ought to have, although I don't like the plan, everybody ought to be
forced
to vote.
No, I hate that. You should go and register like
everybody
else.
Go because you're smart.
But everybody should, and
everybody
should do that.
Right.
Yeah.
We have a problem. Wait a minute. What are we doing here? I'm late.
We're talking about TV, maybe.
I know, yeah, but I also, we may have a, well, let's see if we, Kara, if she does, why don't you see if we can move her to the next half hour. When are we doing Pilla? Is that the next half hour, Kenny?
Yeah.
So maybe we do him, well, maybe we won't do. Let's see how the pieces
fit. What's happening?
Behind the scenes in radio. You know how I got distracted? I have my web open to the DougStephan.com website, and I just saw the picture of Miles that made it, it posted on the website. He's the cutest. Look at that smile on his face in his crib.
I think he looks a lot like you.
Really?
I do.
A lot of people think he looks like his father. Really? You think he looks like me?
A little bit.
Yeah, Megan looks just like me. If you look at me and look at Megan, you think you're looking at the same person.
Yeah.
Well, from the neck up, anyway. she looks a lot like my mother. The smile, this kid has made very little fuss about much of anything. He's discovered his hands and his feet, and he's trying to get them in his mouth all the time, which is cute. He pushes himself around in the crib, which is kind of neat, and he loves to go outside. He loves, loves, loves. Megan now bringing him everywhere. They take him on walks. Bring him. We're going to have lunch today. Bring him this. I think this is the first time he's gone to a restaurant, though. Brendan and Megan and I are going to meet for lunch today with Miles, and it'll be cute to see how he is with. And everybody goes by, oh, look at that cute little baby, which is appropriate. 15 before the 15 before the hour. Let's see what we're going to do here. We have to draw. Let me talk about it with everybody off the air. Stand by.
Big success in a minute with George and Mary Lynn.
Are you stuck trading time for money? You know, you do your time and in exchange your employer gives you money.
Author Danny Johnson says, break the time is money mindset. Stop fitting your lifestyle around your work. Adjust your work to fit your lifestyle.
How? By remembering just one thing. How hard you work matters little. How much you produce makes all the difference.
How do you spend a typical day? Write it down, then conduct some analysis.
How much time do you spend on tasks which help you create the life of your dreams?
Focus on those tasks, the ones which produce the results you want.
Eliminate all the others, and you'll get more of the results you want. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial, along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Now, Cheap Psych Tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Expense statements, tax returns, well, it's human nature, but some of them are going to be fakes fabricated to bring maximal return to the creator. But is there a way to spot a fake expense statement or tax return? Here's the science of it. Of course, it goes without saying, honesty is the best policy. Make sure the receipts match the numbers. But every now and then, it's necessary to recreate documentation that has been lost. People who have a tendency to fake expense statements use dollar figures with way too many threes and seven. What's the cheap psychological trick? Well, to determine fakes, mathematicians look for excessive use of repeated numbers. To avoid the problem, go for honesty and count your sevens and threes before you turn it in. Questions? Contact me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Great.
Harrison with you.
British marine experts have announced that stranded whales on British beaches will be killed by lethal injection rather than trying to refloat them into the safety of deep water. Researchers say that most beach whales in Britain have fatal damage to their internal organs once they beach and are being made to suffer as a result of what they're calling doomed attempts. But if there's a high chance of success, they will attempt to refloat the whales. Many of the whale breeds can be found in American waters, too, like the sperm, beaked, and northern bottlenose whale, which normally live and feed in deep water. However, dolphins and porpoises, which tend to arrive in mass strandings, won't be lethally injected by the British unless they're also found to be seriously ill. From the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.
Trying to figure out how we best use Beth Kallmeyer, who is here. She's Vice President of Constituent Services for the Alzheimer's Association. I think this is an important conversation. There's a new report that's been issued by the Alzheimer's Association, facts and figures and that sort of thing. So, Beth, welcome to Good Day. Tell us about the facts and figures. What's new here in this report?
Thanks, Doug. It's great to be here. So the new 2015 Alzheimer's Association Facts and Figures Report looked at how doctors give diagnosis to their patients. And so what we found was that Alzheimer's disease is treated differently than other diseases in terms of how the doctors talk about them to the patients. So only 45% of people with Alzheimer's disease were told by their doctors that they had the disease. And that's compared to 90% for other diseases, cancers and things like that. And so, you know, the Alzheimer's Association stresses the importance of knowing a diagnosis. Imagine that your doctor doesn't tell you you have cancer. That wouldn't happen. Mm-hmm. But this is happening for people with Alzheimer's.
Well, we were just talking about that a few minutes ago, about how doctors oftentimes glad-hand their patients and don't tell them the truth. So telling people about the Alzheimer's and dementia problem, and I had an exam because I wanted to know what was going on with me, to find out what I had a brain scan done by a company called Seriscan, and you know there are questions that come up sometimes. Especially in this is the sort of new science, the diagnostic side of it, but once you get into it, how do you feel diagnosis is better now and more positive, or is it getting at the truth of things earlier so people can maybe do something before they get full-blown Alzheimer's?
People are getting diagnosed earlier. You know, a skilled clinician can make this clinical diagnosis. It's a rule-out diagnosis, which means they look at a lot of other things, and then they figure out whether it's Alzheimer's disease. And when people get this diagnosis early, then they can make important plans for their life. They can look at their legal planning, their financial planning. Perhaps they can participate in a clinical trial.
Well, that's it. There's a natural approach to it, what you eat, the fish and blood pressure and all that sort of stuff, and there are drugs that are being developed, so it's not like it used to be a death sentence. It's not so much anymore.
Well, it does remain a fatal brain disease, but it,
right,
but it goes
saying
on
if
for
you
a long
get
period
at it,
of time.
You can modify sometimes what goes on. At least that's what I'm told. There are 5 million people in our country who have Alzheimer's.
That's right, 5 million people, and the sixth leading cause of death. Mm-hmm. And we do know that when people take steps to take care of themselves, to build a care plan, to look at how they want to live their life with it, and when they're diagnosed early, they can take part in that and make those decisions, and that's really important. The other thing that I think the Alzheimer's Association thinks is really important is that doctors are given education, as well as med students, so that they can give the diagnosis, so they tools and resources, so they know how to give them the diagnosis in a way that's sensitive and that allows them to make those decisions.
Well, that's, I think, the most important part, but you got to have the information. It has to be given. Check out the Alzheimer's organization, ALZ.org, to find out more about this study. 51 after the hour on Good Day. Thank you.
is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Now 53 after the hour on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program. My pal Warren Eckstein is here. He'll be your pal too, your pet's pal, your pet's best friend. He's a host of the Pet Show, heard every weekend around the country. One of the country's foremost experts in training, the psychology of dogs and cats, that sort of thing. And what you need to know, he's probably one of the best psychologists actually in the country, no matter whether it's pets or people. So Warren, focusing on two or three important things going on, including whether scrunchies saves wildlife. This thing at DougSteffen.com has sort of a life of its own. So we'll explain it and you'll understand what this all means, plus a couple of other ramifications of stories involving animals from this past week. Warren Eckstein here with Doug on Good Day.
Now, Cheap Psych Tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Would you like an easy way to increase your smarts and predict the future? Well, this trick may not turn you into a Nostradamus, but it could happen. Here's the science of it. You've heard the saying, you are what you eat. Well, you are what you read, too. For instance, it's a widely known fact that reading romance novels improves your love life. But what's also known about those who read science fiction is that it makes you smarter. All booksellers agree that science fiction readers tend to be better educated. And if you catch yourself thinking and reading about the future, you might just find yourself better able to predict it. What's the cheap psychological trick? Reading science fiction is akin to studying rocket science. Your smarts will achieve, get this now, your smarts will achieve greater liftoff. Got a question? Contact me at drbub.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
All right. Warren Eckstein is here from the Pet Show. Always have lots of questions, and you can go to his website to get answers to your own questions. Petshow.com, hugsandkisses.com. There's something left over from the 80s called a scrunchie.
Which you haven't seen the Santa Monica recently. They're still around.
Are they really? I haven't seen one. All right. So this is a story about how they're being used to prevent the slaughter of wildlife by domesticated cats. Basically, researcher found putting a collar on cats reduces the amount of native wildlife killed. Does that mean mice? Don't we want to have the cats chase mice around?
Yeah, I don't understand the concept. I'm reading the article. I don't understand the concept of how the scrunchie is going to work. There's a much better way to save wildlife, much, much better way.
What's
Keep
that?
Your cats inside. I mean, it's really, one of the books I wrote, I'm not bragging about my book, but maybe...
No, go ahead, brag about your books. I like that.
How to Get Your Cat to Do What You Want. And I remember going on a Letterman show and talking about the concept that cats really can go outside if you take the time to teach them to walk on a leash and a harness. And now more and more people are doing that, and I think it's a great idea. But to have people that let their cats out loose, sure, the birds are going to get killed, the mice are going to get killed. And here's a stat for you. The average lifespan of an outdoor cat is 4 to 5 years. The average lifespan of an indoor cat is 15 to 17 years. You make the choice.
Yeah, my cats always live in the barn, and they live long, happy, healthy lives.
But barn cats are a whole different ballgame. You don't have cars going up and down the street. You don't have dogs running around. A barn cat's a whole different ballgame than the person who lives in a...
But doesn't the indoor cat always long to be the outdoor cat? The indoor cat is always looking outside saying, I want to be out there. I hate
In that book, one of the things I talk about, and I get this all the time on the show, Rich, is you can make the indoors outdoor interesting. For example, in my house, when there are cats, every day I bring a new cardboard boxes. I put one on top of the other. I make a little kitty condo, a duplex. Boxes are free. You can change them every day. So cats are nomadic by nature. But if you keep the environment changing, if you grow organic catnip and other safe plants for them, they're fine indoors. The bottom line is if you have a kid that wants to go play in traffic, even though it's really great they want to do it, you don't let them do it. The dangers are way too far for cats to be outside unsupervised.
I can't believe I spent the last 3 minutes of my life talking about cats.
All right. Warren is blogging about a bill in the state of Nevada that would give medical marijuana to pets. I'm trying to envision how that would you put them in a little small enclosed area and fill it up with smoke from marijuana?
Yeah, you put a picture of Jimi Hendrix over their little box. So the bottom line is, actually, I'm getting some samples of the marijuana for pets in the next week or so. They're sending them to me. Here's the bottom line. The THC is removed. It's a pill. The THC is removed. So there's no buzz. There's no high. That's the same type of marijuana they're using for certain children problems right now. So the vets that I talk to that have been using it and people that have dogs that have been using it say they see good results. So I'm still kind of out about it. I want to see a little bit more. And when I get the product, I want to take a good look at it. In fact, I'm going to bring him over to Carlson to look at it.
All right. Carlson is our vet. Good job, Warren. Thank you. Warren Eckstein from The Pet Show, here every week at this time on Good Day, 59 after the hour. America Weekend is a production of Stefan Multimedia and Envision Networks. America Weekend is written by Ken Kessler and produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.